It was good to hear Buck Showalter speak yesterday for the first time. Oh, look, I get that, you know, it's very, very early here, but I don't know about you. I love it. I love seeing Showalter. I love seeing Verlander in Mets colors and a Met hat for the first time throwing his first bullpen. I love seeing Aaron Judge take grounders at first base. That was a little odd, but either way, maybe Judge was just trying to hang out with his infield buddies as opposed to being in the outfield. Maybe not enough people down there yet in Tampa. But Mets and Yankees, plenty of storylines going into spring training. Expectations as high as can be for both teams. That is the difference for the Mets this year. Yankees have always been accustomed to that World Series or bust, and you know there will continue to be those expectations, maybe even more so this year after adding Carlos Rodon, after again failing to beat the Astros a year ago, after getting swept in the ALCS. You know, they're going to need more. And the Yankees, I was talking to Andy Martino yesterday on Baseball Night in New York on SNY, and Andy's down in Tampa reporting on the Yankees, and he was saying that Brian Cashman's still very much active as far as trying to get a left fielder. I think that would be great news for the Yankees and their fans if they can upgrade left field and just be another level of excitement going into the season. We know what they did with the pitching staff, but some question marks there. Montas, who stinks anyway, but got hurt. Nestor Cortez now dealing with a hamstring issue. You know, all of a sudden, depth in the starting rotation can disappear rather quickly. So the Yanks will have some issues there potentially if Cortez cannot get himself ready for April. And, you know, we don't know that. He says he seems to be fine, but again, the hamstrings are difficult. So he's going to be behind the eight ball to start, which is not a good thing. But let's say the Yankees do upgrade left field. That's great. And Andy did go on to say that one of the areas that the Yankees could trade from in the event that they do trade for a left fielder could potentially be Gleyber Torres, where they would look to trade in that infield. We know the infield is crowded. They love Donaldson, said he's the third baseman. We know LeMahieu's coming back. They say he's healthy and ready to go. They have Peraza. They have Volpe in waiting. So maybe Gleyber Torres could be the odd man out, which, I mean, would be, at this point, it wouldn't be a total shock. And it was discussed last year. The disappointment in Gleyber Torres and what he has become as a player, I mean, I think it's significant because he was supposed to be a difference-making player for the Yankees, one of the bright young stars in all of Major League Baseball, and he has not been that. And he's been one of the culprits to me. You know, similar to where we talk about the Knicks with R.J. Barrett, and Barrett has been a problem to why the Knicks can't get to another level with his inconsistent play where they had high expectations for him. I think it's basically the same thing with Gleyber Torres, where the Yankees, I mean, he was looking like he was going to be a star, and all of a sudden, he's not. And to a point where now maybe the Yankees look to move on from him. So there's interesting stuff going on with the Yanks, and of course with the Mets. You know, it's going to be about the health of their aging aces with Verlander and Scherzer. Can they keep those guys healthy? How much of that lineup that produced pretty well last year is going to be able to duplicate what they did a year ago? And if not, where are they going to get the production from? Is it going to be Beatty, Alvarez when those guys come up? Escobar bounce back year. You know, Narvaez, is he going to, you know, be an upgraded catcher? I would think that he would over McCann. I know Nito will be playing a bunch too, but, you know, there's question marks there too with the Mets. And on paper, the Mets bullpen is much better than it was a year ago. So maybe the rotation for the Mets, it's different. I don't know if I would say it's better. It depends on how you view Quintana, I guess, in comparison to Taijuan Walker, Kodai Senga in comparison to Bassett, and Verlander in comparison to DeGrom. I mean, last year's rotation was very good, and it played out to be good even without Jacob DeGrom, who basically missed the entire year. He had made, 10, 11 starts. So they need to be healthy in that rotation, and then from there, hope that they get the same productivity one way or another, whether it's upgrade from somebody who underperformed last year or just at least consistency from what they had a year ago to, you know, be able to be in the same spot. But I think the Mets are going to win the division this year. I thought that they would win the division last year. They tied, unfortunately. Tiebreaker didn't go their way as they lost the season series to Atlanta. We know how that went down. And I do think there are lingering effects of the end of last season, not to the extent in 2007, 2008, where there was a collapse that they were dealing with. But last year happened. A lot of last year's team is here again this year. They know they need to close it out this time. And until they do, there are going to be question marks. There's going to be disappointment. They've got to win the division. That's the goal. It was the goal last year. They didn't get it done. It sent them into a, you know, an abrupt end to their season, getting swept in Atlanta and then getting ousted by the Padres in the wild card round. Well, now they got to go out there and win the division. If they do that, I think that puts everything from last year behind them. But that's where they got to get to. And then obviously beyond that, they have the talent. Will it all come together? Who knows? We'll find out. Bullpen better going in. Line up the same, basically. And the starting pitching is different, but same caliber.